According to Ofcom, the most offensive words on TV are the F word and the C word. But I'm live on stage this evening, so I can say whatever the fuck I like. And those cunts can't do anything about it. Here's an interesting fact. The reason Morris dancers wear bells is so blind people know they're cunts too. I had a thing happen in the high street the other day. You know the charity muggers? You know the ones with the clipboard and the optimism in the high street? I dodged two of the cunts, and the third one got me with what I considered to be an unfair tactic, the backwards walk and talk. So I hadn't stopped, I hadn't made eye contact, and she told me her sad story as she trotted along backwards. And the wording was just perfect for me. She said, you know how often people die from AIDS? I said, I'm not an expert, but I'm guessing just the once. Are you all familiar with Simon Cowell? Do you know Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell spends £500,000 every year on his own personal security. That's an extraordinary amount of money, isn't it? £500,000 a year on personal security. Has Simon not considered being less of a cunt? If I went on to Dragon's Den, I would pitch the dragons a device that makes you less of a self-satisfied, smug cunt. Remarkably confident for a man in some sort of hooded top. What do you do for a living, sir? Do you mind me asking?
I'm a student.
You're a student, and what are you studying?
I'm still in secondary school in Ireland.
You're still in secondary school in Ireland? And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Lawyer.
What, sorry?
A lawyer.
You want to be a lawyer? So you know you're a cunt, you're going down that road. And who are you here with this evening?
I'm alone.
You're alone? So far we know you're alone. And you're a bit of a cunt. I'm liking you, frankly. What's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris. Hey, Chris. You all right? And have you just come over for the show, or have you come over for the weekend? Just come over for the show. Well, God bless you, Chris. Feel free to join in any time you want. The more aggressive, the better, frankly. I quite like it. I was parked earlier on a single yellow line, and I was worried about the traffic warden coming when I wasn't there, so I left a little note on the windscreen for the traffic warden. Do you do that? I always leave a note saying, oi, traffic warden cunt, I fucked your mum. Apparently, the rear passenger side of the car is the safest place to be in an accident. Yeah. Although I think if you're back there, it might explain why you crashed. No one offended. Right, let's bring out the big guns. Hitler and Pol Pot. Unquestionably two of history's biggest cunts. But let's try and see the good in the bad. And both Hitler and Pol Pot managed to conduct an awful lot of medical research without hurting any animals. I put it to you, if you're not even a little bit offended, you haven't really understood that. Average in the Northern Hemisphere, January is the coldest month of the year. But if you were in Australia, you'd be surrounded by cunts. Any Australians in?
Yeah.
Welcome back. I've got a friend that got into an argument with a barmaid from Sunderland. Long story short, he ended up calling her a fat, ugly, Geordie cunt. And she said, I'm no a Geordie. My friend said that to me recently. My friend Louise, we were just chatting about nothing, and she went out of the blue. She just went, I've never been to bed with an ugly man, but I've woken up with a few. So I said to her, I've never been to bed with an ugly girl, but I fucked a few in car parks. Sorry, I should clarify, car park is just what I call the vagina. Because of my name. You don't look at all happy with the euphemism car park for the vajayjay. I don't want to offend anyone this evening. I'm not sure probably the least offensive term, probably front bottom. So from here on in, we'll call it a front bottom and a back cunt. Let's talk about faith and spirituality, an important part of our psyches. I'm sure you will agree. Christians say, and there may be Christians in this evening, Christians say, Jesus died for your sins. Be good. I say, he's already dead. Fuck it. What's he going to do? Get deader? Fill your fucking boots, mate. Also, if he died for your sins and you don't do any sins, you've made him look a right cunt. My point on flavoured condoms is they are a waste of money. Okay? Turns out my girlfriend doesn't have a sense of taste in her front bottom. Or back cunt. Which is just as well if you think about it. Well, don't think about it. I was asked recently, Glasgow, by like a proper publishing company. Proper publishing company said to me, do you want to write an autobiography? And I've given it a little bit of thought. I've made some notes, and I thought we might go through the notes this evening and see whether we think it's a good idea for me to write a book. Just out of interest, if I wrote a biography, who here would buy it? Well, it might just be worthwhile. You never know your luck. Well, look, I've been asked to write it, so I thought I'd make some notes. Obviously, my first thought when they said, do you want to write a biography, was, well, I wish I'd kept a journal, but I never kept a journal because I'm not a fat, goth girl. The first thing you've got to talk about, if you write one of these kind of cash-in-on-your-fame biographies, you've got to talk about being famous. You know, has fame changed me? No, I've always been a bit of a cunt. It's a very odd thing, being famous. I get this thing happen now where about once a week someone will come up to me in the street and go, I know you from somewhere. Do we go to school together? And I've discovered there's no way to say to another human being, no, we didn't go to school together, but do you own a television? Without sounding like a total fucking arsehole. What, sorry? Is that Buckfast? No, that's water. You've probably heard of it. Who's the most famous person I've ever met? Well, I once met it's quite an impressive one. I don't want to show off, but you know how villages have got idiots, yeah? I met the idiot for the whole of Glasgow. One of the biggest cunts in the world, yeah. And you married him. That is, again, that will only happen in Glasgow. You call someone a cunt and their wife goes, yep. Or, don't I know? I like the developments that have been made in cricket over the years. Initially, there was test cricket. That takes 5 days of your life that you don't get back to play. Then there was one day cricket, a vast improvement. Then 2020, that only takes 3 hours to play. I'm looking forward to cricket 1-1 and ultimately cricket fucking zero, where no cunt plays cricket because it's fucking boring. Thanks very much, Glasgow. I don't know if you realise as an audience what that noise means to performers. That simple act of applauding, it's everything you work for as a performer, but that noise could drive you mental. Imagine if that happened when you left work. You finished a busy day doing whatever you do with your lives. You finish work and 3,000 people go, fucking yeah! You'd go a little bit, hello, I'm very special. So to keep my feet on the ground, to stop myself going crazy, I always remind myself, Glasgow, that is less applauding than any of you individually would give to a waiter who dropped a tray. It's true, though, isn't it? That is our best thing ever as a nation. I love it when you're away on holiday. It's like you're in the south of France or Spain or wherever. Or Birmingham. Yeah. But I love it when you're away. You can tell where all the other British people are. Because when a tray goes over in a restaurant, we're the ones going, you clumsy fucking cunt. As a fashion statement, socks with sandals says, I'm either a German, a paedophile, or a cunt. Quite possibly. All three. Apologies to any paedophiles or cunts we have in. It's not going to be any Germans at a comedy gig. You get involved in the embalming?
Not so much now. When I first started, I had a bit of, you know, I had to help out with the grim stuff, but not so much now. I've been doing it years.
Sorry, so not so much now. No. It sounds like there was an incident that stopped you from doing it.
No.
Sounds like they went, hang on, get away from that. That's not for eating.
No. I tend not to do much with the bodies anymore. If that's the right thing to say.
You don't do so much with the bodies now?
No. I'm more to do with coffins and funerals. And
now, you work in this industry. Is there any... Now, necrophilia is something that's talked about. I'm only asking. Because people think they're going to get away with it, but ultimately, you know, they'll get caught because some rotten cunt will split on them. It's my necrophilia joke, everyone. You're welcome.
Well, I've been caught yet.
You haven't been caught yet. I like everything about the 69 apart from the view. The perineum or taint. I like to call it the Amanda Holden. Because like Amanda Holden on Britain's Got Talent last year, it's the bit between the arsehole and the cunt. Right, let's try some rude stuff, see if we get along. Lady wind. Queefing. Fanny farts. The expulsion of air from the vajayjay during sexual intercourse. A cunt grunt. I was doing a gig last year in Cardiff, and front and centre, this guy, front and centre, where you're sitting there, madam, out of nowhere, 20 minutes into the gig, he just went, dragon. Sorry, there wasn't a massive pause before he said dragon. That was just to let you know what happened there. In my head, I had to go, whose court is that jacket? To get it started in my head. But 20 minutes in, he just went, dragon. I went, what? He went, dragon. I went, yeah, but what do you want? He went, I'd like a joke about a dragon, please. And he said it like I was the cunt for turning up in Wales without any dragon-based humour. So in the interval, I felt duty-bound to go and write a joke about a dragon. Do you want to hear my dragon joke? Okay. Two dragons walk into a pub. Don't panic, John, it makes sense. Brilliant. Oh, I love John. People tend, not to want to fuck the gig up. But I thought it's quite nice, it's quite a fun thing, heckles. So why don't we have a heckle amnesty, a little 2-3 minutes where you can just fill your boots. If you've got something abusive to shout, have at it. Fuck. Have you actually got Tourette's? That was so quick. Cunt, fuck bum. And fuck bum, that's such a weird thing to shout, fuck bum. Like the rudest words you know. Fuck, cunt bum. Any other heckles? What, sorry? Peter Kay was sold out, so you had to come here. Yeah. Unlucky. I bet he wouldn't have called you a cunt. Unfortunately, I'm not Peter Kay. Cunt. Any other heckles?
Peter!
What, sorry? Posh prick. Posh prick seems a bit harsh. What's your name, sir? Miles. Miles. And you think I might be a bit posh? All right, Miles, what's your favourite colour? Blue. Seems like the fairest way to deal with this. You get some B-L-U-E. Number between 1 and 8, Miles.
4.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. It says if you've come as a cunt, you've won. Bit of good news. Now, I don't normally do political stuff on my stage show, you know, on the tour, but I saw something that caught my eye recently. It was in Croydon. Anyone in from Croydon? One person down there. Hope you're having a knife crime. Sorry. Nice time. My bad. So it was this thing, it happened in Croydon. I saw it in the local paper down in Croydon, and it was a BNP campaign. Are you familiar with this Carnival of Cunts? So it's a British National Party campaigner was handing out leaflets in Croydon High Street. And you know when people are handing out leaflets? I mean, handing out leaflets in Croydon High Street for the BNP is the Everest of stupid, needless to say. But he's handing out these leaflets. You know, sometimes you don't look at a leaflet when you're in the high street. You just pick it up and kind of take it, and you're a couple of steps before you look at the thing. So this guy picked up a leaflet. Oh, British National Party, that's interesting. Bang. And properly connected with a punch. Now, I'm not advocating violence. No, never solved anything. But on this occasion, I will let it go, because he gave the BNP campaigner a black eye. And that is pretty genius. Because for that fucker, that's adding insult to injury. My father always used to say to me, there's no such word as can't. I said, no, I called you a cunt. I've always liked swearing. I'm a big fan of swearing, especially sort of middle-class, polite swearing, the sort of swearing parents do in front of the kids to pretend they don't swear. Terms like effing. We all know it means fucking, but it's a nicer way of saying it, isn't it? I've got a story about this. I was at a wedding with my friend Craig. He's Scottish. He swears a lot. Actually, I don't need to say both of those things. Anyway, we're all suited and booted at this very posh wedding on our very best behaviour. He leans across the table. He says, pardon my French. I thought we're in trouble here. I happen to know you don't speak French. You barely speak English. He says, pardon my French, but we all know Paul is an effing cunt. If that's the bit of the sentence that needed cleaning up there.
Have you got any advice to beat the bullies?
Have I got any advice to beat the bullies? Find someone weaker than you and sort of try and turn them against him. Yeah. You think I'm ginger? Look at this cunt.
Mum keeps calling me asking for sex.
My dead mum keeps on calling you. At least twice. Right, she's barking up the wrong tree with you, isn't she?
No, you... She is.
You're up for it? Well, that's lovely to hear. Not deterred by finding out she's dead, he's gone, yeah, I'll still do it, yeah. It is fine, I mean, that would seem like a rude thing to shout out. Your mum's up for it, but I don't mind at all because I was warned that he was going to be here this evening. I knew you were going to be here because I was actually warned by your mum. No, seriously, she did. She warned me. She said... She said... She said, my boy's going to be here, he'll show. He's a wrong and he'll probably shout something out. What a cunt. At least I think she was talking to me. I wasn't the only one there. A lot of people think I'm posh. Who here thinks I'm posh?
Yeah!
Well, compared to you, yes. But I'm not as posh as people think. I actually went to one of the roughest colleges in Cambridge. Fame is weird. I'm at a very weird level of fame now, where people come up to me and say hello to me in the street. Yeah, it's very flattering, it's lovely. But then they'll insult me when they're talking to me. They'll say things like, you're not as fat as you look on TV. What do you mean, not as fat? Well, this is my favourite. They go, you're actually quite funny. Like they're saying, imagine my surprise, you're not totally fucking shit. So I'm flattered they've said hello, but then I'm angry they've insulted me. So I'm angry and flattered at the same time. Those are weird emotions to have at the same time. So I try and do the same thing back. I say, well, you're a super little cunt. I keep on getting mistaken for Alan Carr. So what I've done is I've stopped sucking men off. You know in Big Brother, when they swear, they play in that bird song? I've got so used to that that now when Springwatch is on, I think the Badgers are calling Bill Oddie a cunt. So I went back to a rough pub near where I live in North London. Someone's written on the gents' wall, white power. So across it, I've written, Sillit Bang. I saw a disgraceful piece of graffiti last time I was in Stoke-on-Trent. Someone had written on a wall, all coppers are cunts. I thought that apostrophe shouldn't be possessive. Not about you. I've got another friend that just lost 6 stone Well, I say she lost 6 stone, she lost a leg to diabetes. Still, go, girl. Slowly and carefully. Of course, there is no need to go on a diet. If anyone's thinking of going on a diet, there's no need. All you've got to do, here's the secret, have a photo of yourself taken holding up a pair of enormous trousers. Doesn't matter how big you are, everyone thinks you made a tremendous effort. Job done. There's always a shot from the side as well. Always with a really smug expression of, look what a fat cunt I was.
Well, thanks very much. But before we even start, I suppose I'd better warn you that in my act there is a certain amount of bad language. I'm not talking about split infinitives. There will be some swearing and there is some material of a sexual nature. So if you are offended by rude or crude material, for heaven's sake, don't be a cunt about it. Now, have we got anyone in from around the country? Is there anyone in from the north? Oh, quite a few of you. I ask you, what's the point in having a north-south divide if you're not going to police it? It is a peculiarity of the United Kingdom that people from Liverpool tend to think people from Manchester are a bunch of cunts. And vice versa, people from Manchester think people from Liverpool are a bunch of cunts. When will they realise? Sorry, I should apologise, really, because I've used the C word rather a lot so far this evening, and I know a lot of people, especially the ladies, let's be honest, find that a little bit offensive. There is, of course, an alternative to cunt. I don't mean up the arse. Now, are you all familiar with the phrase, see you next Tuesday? See, it's the polite English way of saying the C word so as not to cause too much offence. Although, ironically, I can't think of too many situations where you want to call someone a cunt, but you don't want to offend them. Sort of what I like about it. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, one of my ambitions is to write a book. Like many comedians, I'd love to write a book, but I don't really want to write a novel, because I don't know if you've ever read a novel by a comedian, but they're shite. We don't seem very good at it. They're, you know, it requires having an idea that lasts more than 30 seconds. Not going to happen. So what I thought I'd do is a book of correspondence, because that way you're getting someone else to do half the work. Oh, yeah, always thinking. Would you like to hear them? Yes. Well, good. Otherwise, we'd be having some quiet time. I wrote this to Sir John Stevens, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner. Dear Sir John, I've got a bet on with a friend. I say most policemen are just nice guys doing their job, whereas he says all coppers are cunts. Which is it? My absolute favourite Christian organisation of all time. It's called Christians Against Teenage Pregnancies. That's the Everest of hypocrisy, isn't it? If Jesus taught us nothing else, he taught us that the unwanted babies of teenage mums can turn out all right. You look as if you didn't quite understand that. Do you know who the protagonist is? It's Jesus, born at Christmas or Easter. You must have heard of him. King of the Jews, best Jew ever. He could walk on water. Well, he probably couldn't walk on water. His mum probably just exaggerated. He was probably very good on ice skates. He died for your sins. Come. Well, I should, I suppose, you know, talk about myself a little bit. I grew up in Slough in the 1970s. If anyone wants to know what Slough was like in the 1970s, go there now. Actually, I went back recently. There's a sign as you drive in. It says Slough, twinned with Montreux. I'll tell you this much. They're not identical twins. There's no chance of getting those mixed up. In fact, the only thing you need to know about Slough is one sign that we've got at the end of the high street. We've got one tourist information sign. Most towns of any note have many. We've just got the one. You know the ones that say, you are here. We've got one that says, you are here, but someone's added a question mark. So it now reads, you are here. Your travel agent is a cunt. I was going to tell you a story about a gig I did recently. I did a gig for Mojo magazine. It's a big, you know, pop magazine. And did a gig. It all went well. I was doing their award show for them. They invited me on. They said, yeah, will you do our awards? I said, my pleasure. Lovely. Lots of rock stars and rock chicks. Be cool. There was the awards there. I was just doing sort of 10-minute stand-up to begin with. I told a slightly anti-American joke. I said, of course, in Britain, we've got eat as much as you like restaurants, whereas in America, you've got eat as much as you can. You've added that important ingredient, competition. So not only could you be enjoying a delicious meal, you could be beating a personal best. Thus the necessity for three pockets on the back of your jeans, you fat fucks. And a voice from the back of the room shouted, fuck off! I thought, I presume you're American, are you? He said, yes. I said, think of it as friendly fire. He then shouted, fuck off again, but louder. I thought, well, I better deal with this. I said, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason I got into comedy and doing this kind of thing is because I thought it would be a bit of a fanny magnet. I wasn't expecting a cunt like that. At which point, the editor of Mojo magazine, who was sitting just down here, got up and looked like he was going to come around and pull me off. Not like that. That was funny. Well done. No, no, you go ahead. I sort of signalled to him to stop. I signalled to him to stop. I said, I'm sorry, sir, it was a cheap shot. It's a bullseye, doesn't matter. And I apologise unreservedly, sir. I did not mean to... Well, I mean, the thing was, the line got a laugh, but then there was a big... There was an audible, ooh. I thought, well, who have I told to fuck off? It was a guy called Anthony Kiedis. Who's the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I'd noticed on the way in that he was on the cover of Mojo magazine, and I wasn't. I thought, this is a social faux pas of epic proportions. And I thought, well, I better apologise unreservedly. I said, I am sorry if I've caused any offence. I'm sorry. I did not mean to call you a cunt. I'm sure you're not. I'm sure you don't have the depth or the capacity to give pleasure. I'd say comfortably 4 minutes later, I was presenting him with a Lifetime Achievement Award.